thing up. She's like, she wouldn't move. And then I'm like, get
off my coat. I don't need a pussy fur on my coat.
They got a mind of their own, man. I'm telling you, people don't think animals aren't smart.
Can you do this?
I can.
Is this within you?
I'm hungry.
Let's do this.
I'm gonna send it to Alexis.
What?
With the picture
of her. Of what?
Of Tiger on your coat.
On my coat. I know, it's like I left your house yesterday and I didn't sit on anything but a chair. And I had a big belly full of pussy hair on my belly. And I'm like, I didn't touch none of them.
That sounds like a personal problem.
How did that even happen?
Well, fall has returned to Michigan.
I know.
On the Sunset Coast, man. Holy smokes.
I know. I was going to sit there and tell... I was going to say this yesterday. I'm like, going... It's still August. It's still summer. I'm like, no, it's almost the end of August.
Yeah, it is. What'd you say yesterday? 30 days to the winter?
30 days to fall.
Fall solstice.
Now it's 29 days till fall.
Yeah, this is the day I was like, go home and build a fire. We do have those jumbo hot dogs.
We still haven't jumped on those hot dogs yet.
Nope.
Are you ready to order?
I am. Are you?
I don't remember what I have that I like.
You know what? I'm gonna have the two eggs over medium with bacon, no potatoes, and I think you have a cranberry bread.
We do.
Yes. That would be good if I could have it double toasted. How about if we split a waffle? Is it gluten? Yeah, a waffle. Yeah. We'll split a waffle. We'll take that first.
Okay.
And if you can bring sugar-free syrup.
Sugar-free syrup?
For me. he probably wants leaded, but I'll take the sugar-free.
I will have the breakfast sandwich. Grilled topped with egg, cheese, and your choice of sausage. With a side of bacon.
Do you want the bacon with your waffle? No?
With my waffle.
We're getting the waffle as an appetizer.
Oh, well, I want a side of bacon with my breakfast sandwich.
Okay.
You can't have my bacon.
No. I guess we'll just do the waffle a la carte.
But I want the sausage patty as my sandwich. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Yep.
Pork fat rules.
What?
Who used to say that? Pork fat rules.
I don't know. What does that mean? Pork fat rules.
Oh, Guy Fieri would say that on his show.
You see the fat one?
Mm-hmm. Cute spiky hair. Oh my God, that guy can cook.
Guy Fieri. Oh, is he raised? Isn't he white?
Mm-hmm.
White hair?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's like homophobic.
Yeah, God, I don't know.
I know, doesn't he do like Diners, Dives, and Dives?
He does, I love that show,
but then everyone's like, he's a homophobe, and he's a hater, and he's all this. And
I don't know about that.
You know
that.
What? I don't care what his personal life is. Yeah, I ain't buying his stuff.
I'm not buying his stuff. I'd sit at his table. His mother, he had his mom on his show a couple of times. What a nice little Italian grandma lady.
He went to Albuquerque, to visit my friend Joe before he died. We went to this restaurant and ordered an armadillo, and this was featured on that show, and it looked like an armadillo. My friend ordered it and he ate it all. This thing, imagine the size of an armadillo. Well, half that. Yes, there you go. So it was like this, and it was like, you know, like a burrito, but it, you know, they called it an armadillo. It was gray. I don't know what made the thing gray, but inside it had everything. It had pancakes, waffles, eggs, bacon, sausage, gravy, oatmeal. I don't know. It just everything was in it. And my friend Joe ate it, like, licked his plate, licked his fingers, and ate it all.
Oh, my. Oh, my. The armadillo.
Yeah. So, yeah. I can't believe today is 8 months that I chose to clean up my act.
Come to the boat club.
And
I'm glad you shared about the when you came into the club. What do I have to learn from that 12-year-old? That sticks in my mind, Tim.
Why does that stick in your mind?
Because it was so apropos for her and where she was at to where you were at.
Excuse me.
That I don't know if I'm gonna come back to the book club. What? Who let her in? Did she have a permission slip to be out this late? And she can't even drive.
Yes. She was even old enough to drink.
Or drive. Or she couldn't drive.
I don't know. It's like I woke up and I just feel so much better. It's like I was telling you last night, you know, I knew my body, what time it was. I almost knew exactly what time it was because my body just started shutting down.
That's when you said that. I'm like, yeah, good for you, man.
Yeah, and I was right with the time, too.
Yeah, you were. Yeah.
And it's just so nice just going to bed. You know.
Did you just go home and go to bed?
I tried to read.
Good, yeah.
You know, I'm like, actually, I forgot, because I forgot to finalize that I finished The Martian.
Oh, was that the sandstorm?
Yeah, good Lord, on Mars. Someone was like, I posted, I'm like, did anybody read this? And a friend's like, yeah, I couldn't put it down. You know, I'd read it in 2 days, and I'm just like, you know, math hurts. Math makes my head hurt.
Yeah.
Now science does, too.
Well, I guess you need plates, don't you?
No, we can eat off that.
That's fine.
We don't need
this. We're good. No.
Okay.
No, we don't need that. We'll take
this.
All right.
And do you need a little more of that?
Nope.
No, we're going to make do.
Okay.
Thank you, dear.
But it's like every page or everything was like, oh, here's a bad thing that happened. Oh, let me fix it with bubble gum. And I just happened to have some bubble gum and earwax. And, oh, I'll cut my arm hair off and start a fire. And I'm like, really? If they would have cut off just, you know, all of that scientific mumbo jumbo, you know, it would probably have been about 3 chapters long.
Was that new, though?
What?
That book.
Well, they said it, you know how they release cars in, like, 04 and call it, you know, the car of 05 or, you know, whatever. I wonder if it came out in 14, but I keep seeing that it's like on everyone's top 2015 list, and how can it have come out on my side? But the movie's about to release, you know. I don't know how they're going to fit.
My God, how many hours was that?
I don't know how they're going to fit it all into a movie, but, you know.
Who's playing in it?
Matt Damon.
Oh, he is. Who's
so you
woman?
Know it's going to be
well,
good.
Well, who's the woman? There's got to be a woman in there.
Well, I don't know.
Oh. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. This is one man left on the planet.
Oh, God.
So, you know, that means it's just him by himself. Yeah,
oh.
So there's no...
No romantic
woman in this.
Well, I guess that's why I don't like it.
You know, that's what I hate about movies. That's a really good point. Because no matter what the story is or what the movie is, they always got to try to... You know, if it's a movie thing that they can't get girls to, then they have to throw in a romantic lead or
mm-hmm.
a romantic love story where there wasn't a romantic story.
Well, that's how they sell. Sex sells.
Yeah, how do you have sex in space? Well,
I don't ask.
There is.
What is her name that did the movie Gravity?
Well, that's what I'm saying. This is another Gravity. This is another, you know, this movie, Martian is like, oh my God, it's like, what's the Tom Hanks movie where he was on the island by himself?
God, Chris and I.
Left Away, Swept Away, something.
That was a weird ass movie.
Yeah, but I'm like, oh, come on, really? One of these in space, you know, kind of thing.
Chris had me watch that movie and I'm like,
But in the book was funny because it's like the scientists, they were in one of the meetings trying to, you know, figure out how to get him back. And, you know, somebody made a reference to the Lord of Rings, and one of the guys goes, "You guys didn't have sex in high school, did ya?" And then there's a group. The group that went to Mars with him left him on the planet and went back thinking he was dead. And for 2 months, they didn't tell him he was alive. Because it took him like six, it was going to take him like 6 months to get back. So it was like 6 months to get there, 6 months to get back. Then they figured he was alive. So they had a mutiny and turn around, you know, in space. So they were gone for 18 months. And this one guy was saying goodbye to his wife. And his wife was like, well, that's 59 months, I'm not going to have sex. And he's like, well, it's 59 months, I'm not going to have sex either. And then he's like, well, and she's like, she trumps him with, well, it's 59 months, I'm not going to worry about you. You know, and then there was that, you know, the spoilers, like, everybody's going to die but me, they're going to pick me, I'm the youngest, I'm blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, for crying out loud. And it's like they turn the ship around, and of course they save him, and they're like, the last like 13 minutes, or like last couple, you know, chapter or whatever. I'm like, really? Come on. And in that group shuttle conversation, they had to, you know, figure out who was sleeping where, and I guess there's this guy and girl in there, and the captain goes, well, you two can bunk up. You know, and they're like, oh, really? You do? Like, who didn't know? You're in space. And then somebody goes, oh, that's the Million Mile High Club. So, I mean, it scored with some of the humor. And, you know, when it wasn't doing the MacGyver maneuvers and in space. And
I'm gonna say, who writes all that, man?
How do you know all this stuff? Yeah. That's just too much knowledge for me.
Yeah,
I'd be like, my head hurt.
I was just gonna say that my head hurt listening.
So when I was talking in the meeting, and I was giving my you know, hi, you know, I'm happy today. I can't believe I've been 8 months, blah blah blah, and could have done it without my gal pal Bonnie, and everybody makes fun of me like we're married, and I'm not because I'm allergic. Did I go, ugh?
Mm-hmm.
Did I go, ugh?
Yeah,
and do the hand thing?
Yeah.
Because that's how you give an acceptance speech, Bonnie. What does that mean?
Can you just crucify me and then just leave me the hell alone?
No, I've got tons.
You got miles on this.
I got miles, yeah. Miles to go. But it's just so funny when I just said I'm allergic. You know, I'm like, ugh, I'm allergic. You know, it's like, what? Was that like the gayest thing I ever said? Or was it, because everyone's
I think
like,
in front of the book club members.
You know, and all these old people, they just thought like, eh, go on, what?
Yeah, what you said in front of the book club members, but the safe ones that love and care about you, not that the other ones wouldn't. But these are real people that, like I said, they don't give a shit. They don't give a shit. They want to know, how you doing, man? Are you going to show up tomorrow? And
well,
where are you? Because you're not
well,
here.
That was cool because it was like we were talking after and they were like talking about, you know, oh my God, do I tell people this or tell people that? And I'm worried about this or that. And I'm like, how was that? And I go, and not that even anyone even cares. You know, how many people live their life worrying about what other people and trumping up what everyone is worried about, what everyone's thinking, and when you finally, you know, you're only as sick as your darkest secret,
right.
You know, and then when you like let it out, I'm like, ugh, and it was like, okay, yeah, so.
Okay, moving on, do you want cream with that?
Can you pass the syrup? Or you want cream with that in that? Yeah, it's nice. It's like, it was funny because it's like, I'm happy that, especially I have a friend like you, because it feels like every 25th, I've got a birthday, and I have a birthday gift, and a birthday card, and a birthday coffee, and a birthday red velvet muffin, and a dorky card, and snuck in card somewhere, and when will the day end? But I'm like, well, you know what? That's Bonnie. That makes Bonnie. That keeps her happy. Makes me happy. And I'm happy. So I love that. I think that's great. And
Tim, isn't that all we all want? I just want validation that I'm okay. You know, like I told Tina yesterday in the in my book club of women. I said, you know what? Thanks for reaching out to me. It means a lot to me. You know, she just wondered, how you doing? I said, you know what? I said, you love me, warts and all. And she wrote back. She goes, well, I don't know
about warts. About warts.
That's what she says.
No,
I don't know.
I was good about to say, I don't know about warts.
Yeah, and that's what she said. She goes, well, I don't know about the warts. And she sent an emotion, kind of smiley face. And I ever said, yeah, because, you know, Tina, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm clueless. I said, but when I bring HP or God in, and she wrote back, she goes, Bonnie, we're all clueless.
You know, and it started with, and it's so cool because it started with, I need to clean my act up. I can't continue living like this. I'm either gonna, you know, die just because I'm not living, you know, and I don't mean in a suicidal way, but I just mean
the soul.
My soul. Yeah, there you go. My soul. You know. My soul was not happy. My soul was not happy living that way. And that's a good way to think of it. That's mm-hmm. a good way to put it. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, you know, oh, I love this song. But I don't know how many times I said, okay, I need to just stop and, you know, go, you know, clean up for, and I don't like that word clean up. Just, you know, just detox my body or do whatever, go healthy for a year or 6 months or whatever, and you know, there is something to it, you know, and having friends and support and friends that I didn't have before, you know, internet friends, I never used to put importance on, but you know, after a while, they do actually become part of your life. They come a part of your support and your family and your friends, and where I didn't put importance on, I should have. You know, because, you know, they have touched and helped, you know, changed my life just as much as anyone else. And so, where I didn't think I had that support, now I have the physical support, which makes it all tie in together so much better that I didn't appreciate before, or I didn't think I had before. You know, I'm like, you know, I'll never meet these people, and now I got people face to face that, you know, it's that responsible, able to respond, you know, and respond to people. And, you know, it's easy on the internet to not respond. It's easy to, you know, not text back or not to do anything like that. But then I think when I finally realized that I'm not in this world alone, that I'm open up to true friendship and true happiness, and it went from me just counting days to just, you know, because I did, I'm like, I can do 30, I can do 60, 99, now it's 8 months, you know, I cannot believe it's almost a year. And when I first said, I'm done, I can't do this anymore, that seemed like a century away. Mm-hmm.
And now doesn't it feel like it's becoming, this is my new life, this is the norm? I'm kind of figuring it out little by little, day by day, that it's new and different, but it's okay, new and different. Well, before new and different, I didn't know it, and it was scary, and am I really figuring it out? And I don't have to figure it all out, though. I mean, just like my girlfriend said this morning, it's 9:30. I can let the rest of the day just kind of play out, and I'm like, oh, amen, sister.
I've already did for me. I've already made my bed.
Right.
I've already walked my dog. I already had coffee. I've already met with good people.
Yes.
And it's still 9:30. And now I'm having coffee in my favorite place. Mm-hmm. I was going to give my number to Rick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because he said that, you know, we're like Doug or somebody like that.
Here we go. Oh,
all right.
Would you like some more coffee?
Yeah, whenever you come back.
All righty. There we go.
Thank you.
I can take that out of your way. Would you like jelly?
I don't care.
Only if you have raspberry.
I don't. I have strawberry, mixed berry, and grape.
Mmm, okay. Bacon. Oh my god, that bacon's so good. What was so good about this bacon?
It's from Indiana Pig. Maybe it was one of those ones that was judged by Kathy at the fair. It's one of them good pigs.
At a county fair, words to live by. I'll always remember. How do you pick the best pig out of 500?
Yeah, you gotta
get it
somehow.
It ain't easy. Well, this person almost quite literally did the grossest thing, and I know you're about to eat dinner. Well, I shouldn't be saying this when people might be eating their Cheerios.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, well, think of me, will ya?
Well, for somebody, this is so gross I don't even want to talk about it, but I have to get it out. For somebody to blow their nose out into a bush or out into the ground, you know.
Pray tell, who did that? Are you going to name names or are you just going to tell me?
I told you, I was going to give my number to Rick.
Oh, God.
As he does this. And I'm like going, and there is nothing I find more disgusting.
Oh, God. Yeah, forget it, man. You ain't getting near my car.
I know. I just like.
I hold your hand.
I look, I'm not. Held his hand, but the thing is, I took the number and maybe I put it in my pocket and wait till later. And
next time, if you stand by you when we end up the book club, you need to go to the bathroom or say, "I got a cold, man."
There is nothing more foul and disgusting than that.
Oh,
are you God. You spitting
over?
Yes,
lady? That's gross.
Is your teeth gonna fall out? And there was nothing funnier. Oh my God, Linda. She hadn't had coffee in 6 months, and when she was done, I'm like, get that coffee away from her. And friends shouldn't let friends drive and drink coffee. Where'd the cream go?
I put it down here. I didn't room for the waffle. Thank you.
You're welcome. How is everything?
Delicious.
This bacon is so good.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the best bacon. I'd rather have a cream of an Asian, but... What was the cream of the Asian? What was that? Was that in the soup? What was that?
No, cream of Parisian.
Cream of a Persian?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, excuse me.
Is my brother here? Yeah, he would. He'll probably call you out next time.
Big Fatty, that was...
That was, can I say your name?
What?
Nothing.
That was Tim?
Yeah, that
what?
Was Tim.
No, that was
sure
Indiana
lady
Bacon.
That... Oh.
As she spits on her plate, that was not a big fatty. What a lady, there you are.
Waiting on the world today.
So what are we going to do today? Besides enjoy it.
Exactly. We're going to go to Berrien Springs after this and go to Lemon Creek Fabrics.
And WTF? Why? What?
Because you need a little bit of a road trip.
Oh, do I now?
Mm-hmm. It's only 15 minutes.
And what am I going to do in this fabric shop?
Look at all the beautiful things they get from the garment district in New York at 90% off.
Well, you don't sew.
I don't sew anything by staple. I'm going to give it to Pat to sew. I might sew a button.
This is, it feels like it's like October.
It does. And then we're going to go home and have some pumpkin soup and build a fire and get the puzzles out and board games.
Are we?
We can. I got the trunk full of them back there. We've got Clue and Trouble and Scrabble and Parcheesi and Cribbage.
Yeah, you're exhausting, old lady.
Mm-hmm.
Cribbage. Who the hell plays cribbage with old ladies in an old lady home?
Mm-hmm.
Bonnie in the old lady home.
Yeah, but cribbage, man, that's, you know what, even if you don't have the board, if you got a piece of paper and a pencil,
what is up with you spitting? If you spit on me again.
And a deck of cards, you can while away the hours. Uncle Harold taught us how to play cribbage.
So, when I said I'm thankful for Bonnie, my straight woman wife, I'm allergic. Did you see any other ones' reactions?
I did.
What?
Bill went, oh God, really? They're like, oh shit, I thought you were sleeping with her every night. I'm like, nope.
That's why I said I'm allergic. I couldn't have done better than saying, get a t-shirt that says, I'm not with her.
That's exactly right. Because you know what, Tim, like you said, the book club talks.
It's not just the book club. It's just people.
They just can't see
a guy and a girl being friends.
Exactly.
And people of an age to just be friends and best friends. They always got to like think it's something about sex. And I'm like going, ugh, I'm allergic.
Right.
And I didn't even think what I said was that important. All I said was, I'm allergic.
But you know,
I thought they already knew.
Hey, if my hip girlfriend Linda didn't know, come on. She's been around.
And what'd she say to you?
She goes, oh, Bonnie, really? She goes, he's gorgeous. She goes, he must have women hitting him all the time. She goes, I didn't know he was gay. I'm like, yeah.
I'll fight just for me saying I'm allergic.
I mean, when she looked at me, she goes, oh, my God, he's gorgeous. He must have women hitting on him all the time. And I'm like, yeah, he does.
I know my brothers hate it. I remember walking with them once, my brothers, and my brother goes, more women look at you than they do me. I'm like, just because you're straight doesn't make you attractive.
Touche, baby. Touche.
And then there was one time when I was living in Ann Arbor, and the same brother, we were walking down the street. For some reason, he just thought everyone was gay. And once again, this was the first time I said it. And he's like, is he looking at me? Is he looking at me? Is he looking at me? I said, once again, Keith, just because you're straight doesn't make you attractive, and nobody wants that. They want this. They want to me, not you.
What'd you say?
He's like, fuck you. Fuck you. You know, it's just like a straight guy to go, they would want this. I'm hot. I'm whatever. They would want me. It wasn't like, you know, fuck them, fuck faggots. It wasn't like that. It's like, oh, they better want me. What's wrong with me?
Oh, you men, I'm telling you.
I know, we're the worst. No, don't even try it. You women are just as exhausting. You are very exhausting. And it's like funny because then after everyone's like trying to tell me all their funny gay stories and their funny gay friends, and I'm like, okay, Bill, we're at a urinal. We can talk about this outside. I don't want to hear about your gay friends or your gay stories while I'm trying to pee with your penis out. I know, right? Oh, what a good day.
You know it is. And to be able to put it out there in just another way that I feel that, Tim, if that's why God brought us together, to be able to put that out there in this small, tight-knit, closed-minded, somewhat closed-minded community that I call home, that, you know what, it hurts to be judged. And you know what? If it's love and tolerance that we're after, you know what, baby?
We might have just changed lives.
We might have just changed lives, Tim. And you know what? If that's all it means, and we continue to just be friends, that's all I need. And I love you.